Ed Robertson, thanking you for listening to this special encore presentation of TV Confidential. We'll be back with a brand new edition of the program next week. If all goes well, our guests will include legendary Scream Queen Dee Wallace and David Koenig, author of Shooting Columbo, The Lives and Deaths of TV's Rumpel Detective.
Hi, this is Walter Koenig, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with guest Rudy Lee, entertainment legend, award-winning star of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, Witness for the Prosecution, Funny Face, Sergeants 3, The Twilight Zone, The Lucy Show, The Andy Griffith Show, Perry Mason, and many other movie, stage, and TV productions. Rudy's memoir, Consider Your Ass Kissed, is the story of how a young girl, the daughter of Lithuanian immigrants, not only became one of the most legendary entertainers in Hollywood history through hard work and determination, but dedicated much of her life and career to giving back to that industry through her work with the Thalians. The Thalians, the charitable organization to which Rita Lee has dedicated much of her life over the past 60 years. Consider Your Ass Kissed is available right now at Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. If you're listening to us in Southern California or thereabouts, Rita Lee is among the many celebrities scheduled to appear at the inaugural Celebrity Authors Forum at the Hollywood Museum, which will take place Saturday, December 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Hollywood Museum, 1660 North Highland Avenue at Hollywood Boulevard in the famous Max Factor Building. For tickets, more information, thehollywoodmuseum.com. Information on the Thalians, thethalians.com. Before we went to break, Rudy and I were talking about some of the differences in the entertainment industry over the last several decades as we pick up the conversation. And we should say, folks, that not to paint with too broad a swath, there are some stars today that still are old school in that respect. George Clooney is the one that pops up in my head. I've never met him, but I understand that he sort of brings that esprit de corps of Hollywood past. And of course, you know, that stems from his mom, and that stems from his dad, both of whom you knew.
And his aunt. I think that I met him once when he was a very young boy at Rosie Clooney's house, mm-hmm. when she was married to Jose Farrar.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he was there, and I will never forget that day because I can't remember how I happened to be there, why I was invited. I was probably somebody's date. And I know it was an afternoon, and we were having drinks out around the pool and whatnot. And Jose and Rosie had a marvelous Great Dane. I happened to be a fancier of Great Dane, mm-hmm. I think, for the most beautiful, wonderful animals. And this had to be, you know, 180 pounds of dog. And Jose picked up a Kleenex and said to the dog, "Sit down or I'll beat you to death with this Kleenex." And that isn't that funny that George doesn't stay in my mind, but the dog and Jose stay in my mind. I should never tell him that.
Now, I should ask you, how have your animal friends held up over the past year? Because it's
well, they've held up very well. They've never had so much attention. You know, they're not going to understand my leaving the house anymore. But I've got four dogs, one blind, one deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that's hysterical, stamping my foot for one to hear where I am to follow me out to piddle, and then waving my arm to the other one, getting it to come on out. And the two little ones are great. I have Yorkie Chihuahua mixes, and like I write in the book, I don't know whether to call them Yorkie Wawas or Chorkies. But they're great little dogs. And I have three cats, all of whom think they rule the roost and walk all over everything and anything. You know, they don't care. And, of course, I also have a golden-crested cockatoo
mm-hmm.
that doesn't speak but makes the two sounds that he hears most in this household. And that is, he barks with the dog. And the other is, he laughs. He laughs like a hyena, and because that's another sound that he hears a lot in this house. So it's been a tough year for me because last year, almost just a year ago, my husband died.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a tough thing to go through. But then he had had a stroke 2 years earlier, and it didn't affect his body. He was still whole and then didn't lose use of anything, but it did affect his mind. And so there I am, a girl who has worked for mental health all these years, and I have a husband that has gone into dementia. So it was a tough couple of years, but I kept him at home with me, and I had a great caregiver, and of course my housekeeper is the greatest caregiver in the world. And, you know, he had the animals and everything, but it's a tough year when you're looking, is someone okay? Is he falling down? Is he standing up? The whole thing. And he literally died with his family around him at Cedars. And, I was so blessed to have this gorgeous man, gorgeous in every way. He was good to look at, but he was even better looking on the inside.
Mm-hmm. And that's what matters.
Oh, it sure does. It sure does. And we didn't have, in the 46 years that we were together, we didn't have a crossword. It's just amazing. Just totally amazing. So I count my blessings all the time, and I smile. And in fact, where I'm sitting right now, his ashes are in a beautiful box with his picture right above them. So, you know, we say hello to each other at morning, noon, and night. It's great.
Ruta's husband, Webb, is one of the characters you'll meet in Consider Your Ass Kissed, the story of Ruta's life and career in the entertainment industry, star of movies, TV, and stage. Consider Your Ass Kissed, available right now at Amazon.com, wherever fine books are sold. Ruta Lee is among the many celebrities scheduled to appear at the inaugural Celebrity Authors Forum at the Hollywood Museum, which will take place Saturday, December 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For tickets and more information, thehollywoodmuseum.com. For more on the Thalians, thethalians.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
The way you met Webb is almost like a scene out of a movie.
It should be. You know, I keep saying I'll be too old to play myself, but but who would I like playing me? You know, Reese Witherspoon or something.
Yeah.
It was a fun moment, and I, again, a blessing. I had gone to Florida to do a benefit thing where they were giving me money for the Thalians. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't feeling well, and I had to go home to Texas now to do a show because I had an extra day off so that I could do this and make the money for the Thalians. And I wasn't feeling well, and I was leaning on the counter, and they took pity on me and said, Ruta Lee, we'll pre-board you as soon as the plane is cleaned up. It's a turnaround flight back to Dallas from Miami. And so I was leaning on the counter with my nose running, a babushka on with no makeup, because all I wanted to do was sleep on the plane and get up and do a show when I had to when I got home. So leaning on the counter and looking down the hallway, I see a great pair of Gucci loafers coming towards me, and nice slacks, gray slacks, and a a navy blue blazer with gold buttons, double-breasted, and a little further up, this craggy, wonderful face with silver hair. And he looks like a cross between Peter Graves and Clint Eastwood, you know? And I said, oh, wow, be still my heart. And he kept walking towards me, and right past me, damn it. Oh, hell, ships that pass in the night. And so they pre-board me, and I drop my bags. I always ask for the bulkhead seat. I drop my bags and my coat in the seat next to me, and I'm shoving my stuff under the seat. And I look down, and the same pair of shoes are standing there. And he looked at my coat in the chair, and he said, oh, is this seat taken? And I said, for the last time in my life, no. And he said, hello, my name is Webb Lowe. And I said, hello, my name is Ruta Lee. And you know something? We should be married, because then I would be Ruta Lee Lowe. We could open a Chinese laundry. Well, I think my darling husband went to his grave pissed that we had everything I promised except the laundry.
Yes, but you had 46 years of other memories, too.
Wonderful memories. Yeah, joyous, wonderful memories.
You mentioned the babushka. Now, one of my favorite stories in Consider Your Ass Kissed, Ruta, is the story of how you not only brought your grandmother out of Lithuania to the United States, but you reunited your grandmother with your mother for the first time in 25 years.
In 35 years.
I stand corrected.
Yes, yes. And much more than 30 years with the Thalians. Mm-hmm. You like that number, don't you, 30?
yes.
with the Thalians, Lord, we were 55 years, mm-hmm. 60 years. So there you go.
Yeah.
But anyway, that story at the time made international headlines. The fact that this silly twerp of a young starlet had the chutzpah enough, and isn't that a great Yiddish word,
yep.
Chutzpah, to call Khrushchev. Well, actually, I think I was about 12 glasses of wine into it when I called him. Because it just seemed so logical at the time to go ahead and make, and thank God, Ed, person to person.
Yep.
You know, you paid twice as much for the call, mm-hmm. but you didn't pay for it unless you got your party.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you can imagine that when I placed that call to speak to Khrushchev to get my grandmother out of Lithuania, where, and after she had spent 12 to 15 years in Siberia. And why? This poor little woman, all she ever had in her cow that was any of any, all she ever had in her cow, wife, was of any value was a cow,
yeah.
You know? And my grandfather died en route to Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
They were being transported in cattle cars, the same as the Jews were to the labor camps and the internment camps, you know, when during World War II. The same kind of thing was happening with this family. And you know, I don't think that most Americans realize, and I am so grateful and proud of the Jewish community for not letting us forget about the Holocaust and what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they are talking about the 6 million Jews, and that, and they're so right to keep it up. Nobody, we Christians, are not doing a march or carrying on about the 30 million that Stalin wiped out. Why aren't we? Why aren't we talking about what a curse communism is? I'm scared to death of what's going on. And so anyway, this little lady was finally permitted to go back to Lithuania, and I, in my silliness, knowing that she got the word that she was to die, she was, you know, had a heart problem, and I thought, I'm going to lose my one remaining grandparent. After all this effort of trying to get her out of Siberia and everything else, I'd worked for 12 years trying to get her out. And so I did the outrageous and called Khrushchev And I didn't speak with him, but eventually, after a back and forth and back and forth for 5 or 6 hours, I spoke to his interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
And the hotlines after our conversation must have buzzed, because when I called the Russian embassy for probably the 20th time that evening, I finally spoke to the first secretary, and he was Lithuanian, and I got permission to take my family, which was a unique thing, back to Lithuania, because in those days, during the Soviet occupation, nobody went to any of the Baltic states or Poland unless they were a big party official of some kind. And so this was very, very unique and rare, and what a blessing the Almighty gave me, the opportunity to go and see her, and she gets miraculously moved from the little town where she was down to Kaunas, one of the major cities of Lithuania, to a hospital. And then 6 months later, after this trek with my mom and dad, I went back alone and then brought her back to the United States. And Ed, I write about this in the book. She got, there weren't the jetways then.
Mm-hmm.
She stepped down the stairway to the tarmac, dropped to her knees, kissed the ground. Brings tears to my eyes just recounting it.
Mm-hmm.
And said, "Hello, America." She had always wanted to be here. Well, God bless her, she got here. And she lived a very good life, but not long enough. And I have a bone to pick with God. Only 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days. She died in anticipation of one of her other daughters that I've wangled to get out of Lithuania and bring to America. But it's a sad story, but a beautiful one, and I'm grateful for the time I had with her, too.
Rudalee's memoir, Consider Your Ass Kissed, is available on Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Rudalee is among the many celebrities scheduled to appear at the inaugural Celebrity Authors Forum at the Hollywood Museum, which will take place Saturday, December 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Hollywood Museum, 1660 North Highland Avenue at Hollywood Boulevard in the famous Max Factor Building. For tickets and more information, thehollywoodmuseum.com. We'll play more of our conversation with Will Ryan and Nick Santamaria in character as Biffle and Schuster, as we talk about the unheralded but nevertheless very significant television career of Biffle and Schuster. We'll do that and more after this quick timeout here on TV Confidential. Dee Wallace, also one of the stars who appear in Hollywood Museum Squares, the special 5-episode virtual tribute to Hollywood Squares that is available for viewing on demand through sellertickets.com. All proceeds from sales of Hollywood Museum Squares support the efforts of our friends at the Hollywood Museum. I don't remember you ever doing a game show before.
Oh, yeah, in my earlier career I did. Don't ask me what they were. I can't tell you now.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.